So welcome to this tantric healing journey, and I invite you to just get as comfortable as you can in your space. Let us see this as your sacred space for this time, for this journey that we're going to deepen into together. And so, of course, you may want to be on a bed, or just make sure that you're on something that is going to feel as comfortable as possible so that you can really relax and luxuriate in this space. And I just invite you to begin just by bringing your hands to connect with your heart, one hand on the heart and one hand on the belly. And I invite you just to notice the breath. So noticing how the inhale is inviting in new energy, new life force. And also notice how the out-breath is releasing, letting go. Now, of course, the out-breath is physically releasing toxins, releasing things that the body no longer needs. But it is also able to release negative beliefs, thoughts that might not be serving you, and it's also very, very powerful at releasing emotions. So just be aware, as we go into this journey, emotions may arise, and the invitation is to just breathe and welcome anything and everything into your space. And this is going to be part of the journey that we're on together. I just invite you to allow your breath to deepen now, so that you're starting to breathe even more deeply into the belly and letting that breath rise up into the upper chest as well. Whilst we're still at the early stage of this journey, let us just call in anything that might feel supportive into the space that we're journeying into. Now, that could be just qualities. So, for example, it might feel good to invite in the quality of love. It might feel good to invite in a quality of openness, spaciousness in your body, in your breath. So if that feels good, then invite those qualities in. And in this moment, if there's any other qualities that you want to invite in, then just name those, and you could name those aloud into your space, or you could just name it silently within yourself. So it's really up to you. So just find a way to bring those words to a close if you're still speaking those out, either silently or aloud. And now let us let go. Let us release anything that we may not want in the space. So, for example, that could be qualities like feeling inhibited, feeling blocked, feeling closed. So in this moment, again, either silently or aloud, just name what are those qualities you do not want here in this space. And again, just find a way to bring that to a close. and allow your breath to fill so that it is able to fill right the way to the very, very top of the chest. So it's like we're exploring what is the potential, like what's the maximum amount of breath, and therefore, by extension, the maximum amount of energy that we can access through this breath. I just invite you to also extend your awareness from the breath to include the sex center as well. So on your next breaths, I invite you to breathe as though you could breathe right the way down into the sex center itself. Still breathing up into the heart, but also breathing down into the sex. And to support that breath, I just invite you to gently guide one or both hands down to come into connection with your sex center. Just gently placing your hands over your sex, and then still breathing deep, full in breaths. And just notice how that feels. Like, how does it feel to bring the hands there? How does it feel to breathe down into the sex center? And can you keep breathing and welcoming whatever is there? So maybe it feels good, or maybe it doesn't feel so good. Maybe it feels contracted. Maybe it feels heavy. Or maybe it feels alive and juicy. So whatever might be there, can you just breathe and welcome that, whatever that might be? And just keep breathing. So obviously there's going to be moments where I'm guiding rather than breathing with you. But just be aware that for you, on your side, the invitation is to breathe and keep breathing deep, full breaths right the way through this journey. And so in this moment, as you keep breathing, just again, keep noticing, is your breath as deep and full as it can be? Is it dropping down into your belly? Is it dropping down from there into the sex center? And is it also still rising up into the chest and into the upper chest as well? So we're continuously looking to maximize the potential of the breath on the inhale. And then on the exhale, the invitation is we're going to just allow the exhale to just kind of tumble out of the body. So let us keep breathing deep, full, and now let us begin to let that breath become more circular. So rather than there being a pause at the top of the inhale, we're moving into just letting the breath go at the very top. And of course, the breath then tumbles out of the body. And just near to the end, just at that point where there's not much more breath being breathed out, then we pick the breath up again and go into another round. So this is why it's called circular breathing, is because we are either breathing fully in or we're letting the breath go. And in that sense, it's like a circular movement of breath and also consciousness. So let us just try that out now, just so that we find the right groove, the right pace for that. Remember, if that feels too fast, then find a slower pace for you. So once you've found the right pace for you, then just keep going with that pace. And just trust your pace. And obviously, if there's any point where you feel you need to slow it down because there's too much energy happening, then do so. And if you feel like there's not enough energy happening, then of course you're welcome to pick the pace of the breath up. So that is really like the accelerator on the pedal, on the gas. More energy is a quicker breath, less energy is a slower breath.